On the outside, it's striking. The 100-year-old stone building looks like a castle with the handsome Catskill Mountains as a backdrop. On the inside, though, it's banal. Except for the metal gates, the Eastern Correctional Facility might as well be a public high school or hospital, down to its large but cheerless auditorium. That's where students in the Bard Conservatory Orchestra gathered to warm up after they'd slowly made their way through security. The first-of-its-kind concert had been in the works for months, and it couldn't have happened without the long-standing relationship between the two institutions. Around 80 of Eastern's 1,000 inmates are enrolled in the Bard Prison Initiative, a liberal arts degree program taught by Bard faculty in five different state prisons.
We started this program at the nadir, the lowest point of the tough-on-crime frenzy in recent American history and in the recent history of New York State.
Executive Director Max Kenner, a former Bard student, founded BPI in 1999.
Virtually every state and every federal prison across the country had a college. Those programs were destroyed overnight with the Clinton Crime Bill in 1994.
That bill was officially titled the Violent Crime Control and Law Enforcement Act. It prohibited inmates from receiving Pell Grants, a significant source of need-based financial aid. Without those grants, most college and prison programs folded. Kenner's program relies on private support. His research indicates that college programs are a cost-effective way to lower prison violence, reduce recidivism, and help restore ties between inmates and their families. 37-year-old Ricardo Lopez is a case in point.
I had a history of really letting my mother down, letting my family down.
Like some 70% of Eastern's inmates, Lopez grew up in New York City. He was convicted of second-degree murder and robbery in 1992. Now he's studying German towards an associate's degree and aspires to earn a doctorate in theology.
This was a great opportunity for me to show to my mother that I have really changed. You know, there's a quote by Martin Luther King Jr. that says that intelligence plus character, that is the goal of true education.
Until the concert, non-students had virtually no contact with BPI. The program's competitive and can only accommodate a small percentage of those who want to enroll. Many of the men had been waiting just for the opportunity to see what it was about. That may have had something to do with the way the crowd cheered for Leon Botstein. He not only directs the conservatory orchestra, the maestro is also the president of Bard College. Hundreds of inmates wanted to attend the concert, and not just because they didn't have anything else to do that night. They could have been watching the playoffs, but 450 guys chose Dvorak.
I want to thank all of you for coming. I don't know whether it's going to be as interesting as the Yankee game, but I hope you enjoy it.
The hall wasn't silent during the pieces, but that was no sign of disrespect. The men were actually responding to what they were hearing, an intense passage by the violins, a trombone solo. There was wild applause for every piece, a standing ovation at the end.
When can you come back?
I was making noises, but it was like I was caught up.
Ricardo Lopez had never heard live classical music before.
You can hear the violin, you can hear the flute, you can hear all the instruments. And, you know, and the way they were playing, you know these kids are talented. They were incredible.
After the musicians packed up, violinist Tame Khalife said it was the second most important concert she'd ever played. The first was in her hometown Ramallah with the Divan Orchestra, a groundbreaking ensemble made up of Israelis and Palestinians. Playing at the prison gave Khalife a deep sense of the privilege of freedom and the inmates' hunger for education.
It made us value the ability to go home, the ability to go somewhere, to go wherever we want, the ability to go to school, to go to bar, to like get violin lessons or clarinet lessons. It made us realize that it's not a given for everyone.
For WNYC, I'm Lara Pellegrinelli.